the from all over the world. Thousands of people can be connected and be with us here and receive same revelations. So praise Jesus for that time that we live in. Okay, beloved, today I want to talk to you about a very unique topic or thought, I'll say this, that is needed sometimes. We are so smart and wise, sometimes we go so deep into the things of God that we depart from the very simple things, the elementary things. We forget that in God, it's not complicated to be in God. No one will ever make you do anything. You don't owe anybody anything, church. And that right there should relax you somewhat. You don't owe anything to anybody. The message today is called, very simply, a lantern. A lantern, church. This is what I brought today. A lantern, I brought a lantern. And I know, you love when I have some sort of props up here. So today there's this prop right here. Probably understand why lantern pastor came from the camp just now and received a revelation, right? Haha.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. A lantern, church. Usually when I bring some sort of prop, it remains in your head afterwards when I'm done speaking. Every time you look at the lantern, you remember. Amen. So, beloved, a unique message. You know, every evening I had to look at the camp at this lantern, something like that. I had to look at it, and by looking at that lantern, by spending time with God, there's a fire burning, and you're spending time with Jesus, spending time in very unique thoughts, and so this is another unique thought. Amen? So, beloved, a lantern. Why is it majority times, quite often, the world does not want to accept Christianity? Have you ever thought of that? Or are we just like a herd of sheep, do whatever we want, just go, and then we wonder what happened, how come nobody wants to accept Jesus? He's good. What if we're doing something wrong and heading in the wrong way, and what we give is not right? Tell me. Tell me, beloved, do you want to accept something good? Did you ever have a moment in your life where they want to give you something good? Something to be brought into your life. Did you ever say no to that? No, ever, never, ever. We never say no to good things. Good things, no matter what it is. It's a good thing. I will not say no to it. No, 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 give it to me. Not a problem. We have absolutely no problem with that. So, why? Why don't many people don't want to accept salvation in Christ? Because, I mean, it's good, right? Salvation is a good thing. Why? I grew up in that Christianity where they shove, I can say it, quote-unquote, Christ down people's throats. A couple of brothers keep that person's mouth open, and the other brother is shoving him down his throat. Beloved, I don't get it. If Christ is good, maybe I eat him myself? Kind of. I had this thought, if it is a good thing, why are you shoving it down my throat? Maybe I want to eat this good thing myself, not eat. They push it down your throat. Why? So you don't run away from good Jesus. No, they don't want your Jesus. Because your Jesus is like you. Strange. Let's start with the right platform here. Amen? They don't want a strange Christ. Here's this strange, weird preacher, and he is preaching the same message as he is. Weird. So, everybody that loved me no longer love me right now. It's okay. It's all good. This is how I start my messages. Look. Why is it the world runs away from Christianity? Question, why? Why does the world run away from Christianity? Because it's so good. It's so good. What is bad in it? Apparently, the world doesn't run away from Christ. It runs away from Christians. It runs away from sects. And every sect has its rights and regulations, its cult, and its, how should I say it, rules and regulations and bylaws, the things that they made up. You know, it's unique. Online, you can find all the bylaws, all of them, Baptists, Pentecostals, Charismatic, Catholics, all of them are on there, and everybody body confirms that this is the base, this is the truth, and this is God. Lord have mercy if you do anything against it. And you know what? Everybody contradicts each other. Do you know that Christ is not in there? I don't want to be fed. I want to eat, church. Do you understand me? I want to eat. Give me an opportunity to eat myself. No, you will not handle it correctly. Yes, I will. Without you, I'll even do it quicker. Maybe we didn't understand something, church. When they taught us in the Bible college, they fed us and taught us strategies. I know, I finished a couple of Bible colleges. How to capture people. And you're like that warrior with a semi-automatic weapon. Who didn't hear about Christ? Come here. Oh, I heard about him. Thank you, thank you. I know this. You know? Maybe they taught us something wrong. If you really think about it, does someone say no to a good thing? Do they drop into dirt the thing that is so priced, so expensive? Why is it that millions don't want Christ? Apparently they don't want Christ. They don't want those that carry him. Because every time when you carry something, for some reason you want to add a little bit of you, your so silly thoughts, your doctrines that are not perfect, and your other things that you thought were awesome. Hello. And then in a year, I think I was saying something wrong. Apparently, church, we're not supposed to say anything of ours. We shouldn't. Bible clearly tells us who we are. And Bible clearly tells us about who are Christians, the followers of Christ. But we are so smart. We know everything. We have doctrines here and there. We know all. We will prove to that person that God is real. No, you won't. Because unbelief is a supernatural spirit. You, to a non-believer, for instance, unbelievers can be believers. So, usually people that don't believe, they believe into the thing that they don't believe into anything, that nothing exists. They believe that. And sometimes unbelief is a spirit, just like faith is a spirit as well. Faith in the unseen, that's faith, but unbelief is not believing into the unseen. That's the same spirit. It's just opposite of it. You want to say you want to prove something to somebody? No. You shouldn't even tell him anything. Apparently, you have to be someone and have to do something. You have to achieve something, and then you have to remain in a certain condition where Christ was in and disciples were in, and the world will run to you. You understand what I'm saying? It will run to you. They will want. You imagine a sign and a wonder. A world wants to speak with Christians. Let's put that in the Genesis World of Record book. Usually the world runs away from it. Oh, no, hell, no, have mercy. I'm not going to be around that. Everything is too holy. Apparently that's how it looks on the outside. Inside it's rotten. It's full of dry bones. It's worms and cockroaches. There's never truth. You know, world is the first tester of freshness and the sincerity of the church. Beloved, you didn't get it. Tell me. I was at the camp, for instance. There's nothing there. I'm just sitting calm. There's the wind blowing, stars. It's very calm. And we're sitting there. And here, it's dark now. And here, I turn on the light. I turn on the lamp. And all of a sudden, what started happening around the lamp, those of you that were at the camp? Ton of bugs. Everything that could fly to that light, they flocked to the light. Move the light away. The bugs are following it. All the mosquitoes, all the moths, and everything else. You understand what I'm saying, right? Everything was around that lamp. It was just one single lamp on that shore. And if it's not there, at least it's on its way to the lamp. You understand what we're talking about today? Lamp didn't scream in the darkness, "Repent, all you flies and mosquitoes and all the things that fly and crawl. You're not coming to Christ." And I say, "No, we're not." You know what I like the most? The world, you'll say, world is, no, no. The world will cannot be lied to. You cannot drop it. The world is truthful, minus certain things. The, you know, compared to Christianity, the world is truthful. It's not going to go against some sort of quote-unquote BS. They will go towards the light. Either want it or not, the light draws them in supernaturally. Flies wouldn't say this is a good light or bad light. Is it yellow or is it blue? Is there a lot of it or not? Light. You understand what world is and what is a church. Beloved, we are so patented that we forgot the ABCs in the platform of Christianity. We try to do certain things and we miss the most important fact that we stopped being someone. Oh, Jesus, help me to break through this silly message into our, you know, childish message into our big brains, educated depths of wisdom. Can we turn on the lights? Listen today. It'll be good. And you know, I have this question. Did the world run away from anything good? No. Why is it that the world runs away from God? Apparently, we didn't understand something, because if God is good, and He is good, then the world should run towards Christ. Christianity often does many different things, quote-unquote, for God. You've seen it. Some of us, we became even leaders in some sort of garbage or in some sort of nonsense. And, what does that got to do with that? The world does not need your shoes or the things that you send out to them. They need God. They need the light. You don't need to feed them a shove macaroni down their throat. Give them life and they will live, and the Lord Himself will bless them. No, we have to feel busy, like we're doing something, pretend that we're doing something, because it's boring otherwise. Listen, when you are the light, it's never boring. Amen? Let's turn on the lamp so you get it. Seriously.
You know
what I am amazed, I'm just bothered by the most with Christians. They say, "Come to us. Darkness is around us. There's darkness all around us. Please come and help. We are choked by the darkness. I come. Where's the darkness? Where's the darkness? Where are you, darkness? Where is darkness? Or is it here? Is it darkness here? Darkness there? Where's darkness? Where is darkness? There is no darkness. I don't want to hit anybody with a lamp. You understand what I'm saying here? Darkness is there where there is no light. Christianity is tortured, complaining and falling apart, because they don't understand the most important thing. You don't need to do, you have to be. The world does not want a lantern that is off. There is no light in it. It could speak a lot and smell like kerosene, but it's not on. There's no light. But when the light is on, turns on without any word, the whole world starts gathering towards it. Everything that is in the presence of the radius of this light, small dot, and that mosquito starts flying like a mile towards that light, that moth, it will see it and it will fly towards it. It's a long distance and they flock to it, to the light. Light, church. Light is something very unique. And what's unique is, you know what I've noticed? I've noticed that we do a lot. The question is in this. Did God ever say tell us to do anything. Yeah, he said, go and carry the gospel. Stop, stop, stop. First of all, you need to become the gospel. And he didn't say, go. In other words, you know what he did? He turned on the lamp and said, lamps now, lanterns go. You understand what I'm saying? He didn't say to some sort of half-asleep brother with half-asleep doctrines, go and preach. No. God says, you are light. You will not be the light. You will not become the light. You are the light. Light. Oh, no one comes to me. Guess why? No one is around me. Guess why? I don't get it. I turn on my lamp and all of these bugs came to me. A couple of years ago, I said, that's it, we're turning it on. You know what's unique? Is that everybody comes. Good and not so good and very bad. You thought your light will attract everything good? Everything fuzzy and warm. Sometimes you see, and there's a snake crawling towards your light. A rattlesnake. Are you receiving something for yourself? Go ahead, go ahead. Look at the light. Look at the lantern. It's a good thing. Tell me. What does the light do? He spoke today. What is he doing? He's quiet. He is not doing, he is. You see the difference about between doing and being. You know who does? What works? The ones that are not. And the ones that are, they don't need to do anything. It's done by itself. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus didn't call us like that for no reason. Lanterns or lamps or light. Apparently there's something in it, church. Jesus himself is called in the Bible that he's a lamp that came for a certain time. Remember, Bible has many different, over 200 times the Bible mentions about the light, a lantern. Many different scriptures. It's not once or twice. It's a serious amount of times that God wants us to see something. What do we need to do? Or do we need to do anything? Tell me. You tried to do stuff. Are you successful? You'll say yes a little bit. God did not call us to work. You know, beloved, disciples are not able to go eat. They were searching for him. They knew where the light was. They knew who is the light. They knew who has the light in them. Do you know how easy it is? I'm speaking from my own personal experience. How easy it is to speak to those and preach to those that came to your light. Church, I tell you from my own personal practice, no matter where we come, there are masses of people. They were attracted by the light of God that is in me that attracted them. We don't know each other. My light, your light, the light of the center, transformation center, changes thousands of people. What are we doing? Nothing. We are just shining. We're shining. We are. The light comes out of light comes out. Preaching, music, and other things that we do. I could be sitting at the camp speeding seeds, sunflower seeds, and say the same thing. It's my function. It's no matter where I'm at. I am the light. I walk and shine. Oh, look what you're thinking about yourself. I'm saying what the Lord said about us. Nothing else. He says, you are the light. If you're not the light, it says, then if the light is in you is darkness, then what are we even talking about here? Listen, drop doing all these different things. Start being. Start being. You, first of all, do you love God inside of you? First of all, are you enjoying His glory? Are you saturated by His fire and glory and light? No, I'm just simply speaking about Him. You know, you pass on that God that you have. Listen, it's quite good. Look, Christianity has a great problem because they try to do a lot of things. It's just gotta be. Let's open up a scripture, Matthew 5:14. Matthew 5:14. You are the light of the world. Not light of your church. Have you noticed Jesus did not speak? You're not light of your home group. You're not the light of your relatives. You are the light of the world. You see the difference? You know what we look like? We look more like what Jesus said, that you shouldn't do that. He says, no one places the lamp that is on under a container or under a table. Everything that we did, we got on fire, and we cover ourselves. We created some sort of sect. We shut our doors, covered, and all the light is inside. Now it's shining. We're all shining towards ourselves. Look how shiny and light it is. Bright, while the world is dying. That's a different message. So, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under some sort of container. And I would say, Jesus, you didn't see us. They do it. They do it. They hide it. They cover it. They write Christians, evangelical Christians, and they sing right there in that container. They do it. They do. Jesus, come to us. I'll show you all these different lights hidden under different buckets. They're big, big buckets. There are a lot of lamps in there. And there are small ones. And they're like a tiny little guys. They're small, small, small. And there's three lights in there. And they shine to each other. Look. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under some sort of container, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Let your light so shine, listen, before men, that they may see. You see? You see what is spoken in here. Let your light so shine before men. You simply have to be. You came to an apartment, just light. You know that in an apartment, in that place where you live, there is not going to be any murders. Why? Because you live there. You need to run around and preach to everybody. You just got to have light. You have to be that individual that when they look at, they'll say, you're either a drug addict or something's wrong with you because there aren't any happy people. You're either on some sort of medicine, popping pills, or something's wrong with you. You'll say, nah, it's not drugs. Drugs. You have to take it over and over to be happy. I have Christ. I just took him in once. And people look at you, and you know, you don't need to be the most richest person. That's silly. You have to shine. You don't have to be the wisest. God didn't say that. You don't need to be the most skilled and educated and the most beautiful and the most awesome, whatever. No. In all these different situations, you just have to shine. Shine, come out and just sit on your bench at the store, just stand and shine. And people look at you and say, what is wrong with you? Crisis or problems, why are you smiling? You understand what I'm saying? We're driving with guys by accident. Elijah and Allah, they were out camping, and they counted people. And they were camping there. They were not believers. And when I didn't see, I saw these people, they were sleeping in their RV because they were sick and tortured. They were drinking, and by accident, they parked their RVs there. They didn't do anything. They just sat there and spoke with these people. These people were discouraged in God for a length amount of time. They weren't shoving them Christ down their throat. They just shared personal testimonies. We weren't far from there. We saw, you know, how they were conversing. What's unique? Afterwards, they started getting desires to come to Christ and at least visit a church, you know. They had different containers, that, you know, of alcohol and beverages and things like that. They didn't drop that, which is fine, you know. Everything comes with time, you understand that. And these people that came there, they should have left like at the beginning of the week, but because Ali and Elijah came, they remained there all week. They said, you guys want a drink? And the guy said, how about eating some late? And they ate some late. Beloved, do you know that it, even while camping, you can shine? So there were other people, Christians, all over the camp, and they were drinking and just being loud and lewd. I mean, all over the camp, there were different people, and some people were just sitting there talking about God and their personal testimonies and experiences. You understand what I'm saying? I want for us to lose all this religious nonsense and for us to be normal children of God. You know, you can be normal. You know, you can be normal, and you don't need to scream at people, you're going to hell. You know what? I'd rather go to hell than see you every day in heaven. No. Sorry. But this is where I draw the line. If right now you're not going to accept the gospel, the word from God, if I will not pray for you, that's it, you're lost. You're going to leave and you're going to get in a car accident. I've heard many different messages. My God, shut up. Just shine. Sit there and shine. How's life good? Why are you so happy? We love Jesus. No, you're stupid. No, you're stupid. How can you remain standing after everything that you do? If you drink, you know, 2 cases a day. You know what? We're all crazy in some sort of way. They're crazy in the world. You're crazy with your light. But we all have different futures. You don't need to jump around, just be. Look, let your light shine before men that they may see your mortal excellence and your praiseworthy, noble and good deeds. Good deeds. Everything that you do, that's secondary. First of all, you are the light. And then themselves, they will come up to you and ask you, listen, who are you guys? They'll come up and contact you. They want to keep contact with you because they saw something. That's what they told them. We haven't seen people like you ever. Why? Why? You could have started speaking different theories and doctrines and on, and you're just going to scare people. And these people will be sure and say, oh, Christians are idiots. They, you know, certain people speak about different denominations, about Catholicism, and how there's all these different things that are happening by so, quote-unquote, Christians, and how they taint the world. And some people get discouraged, but when they see the right people, when they see the true light, their way of thinking changes, and they get a different idea. What if there are normal Christians? And, you know, you could sit with your own lamp and you could speak to a person or people that are maybe not believers or are not so quote-unquote Christians, and they could be drinking and smoking and doing, you know, drugs and other things right before you, and you can still be you and talk to them. All you do is calmly shine. What if after your visit, after your conversation, when you're visiting somebody or whatever, you might say, I'm not going to go there. They smell because they smoke. No. It's okay. You can be tortured for Christ. No big deal. Don't worry about it. Nobody died because of that. At least right away.
Is
for them to see. The key is to see. The key is not for them to hear. Not for them to run around. Not for them to receive your business card or for them to listen to your singing or whatever. For them to see. To see. Is it so hard? Be someone where heaven can be seen and you can see God. Be someone where it's pleasant to just sit and chit-chat. Just sit down and just not do anything. Just to sit and talk. A couple of phrases. You cannot say, look at God. You know how believers, some believers say, they do whatever they want, do whatnot, and then they talk about Christ in the bar. And he says, look at yourself. He says, why are you looking at me? You have to look at God. I don't get it. It is written that you are the light. It is not written you are the pointing finger towards the light. Or you're some sort of person that leads to the light. No, it says you are the light, so they can see. Do they see? Do they see that in you? If they do, then that's good. Simply, you walk around at the store, at the mall, talk to someone. Someone started speaking to you. Don't be nervous. Be a man. Be a person. Be the light. And the Lord in your life will send people that need Christ. Can you imagine? By accident, people will have their faith restored. Maybe they'll never come to church, but at least the seed was sown and it was planted. I was sitting and watching it and enjoying it. Look how wonderful it is. Look how great it is. By accident, people wanted to leave earlier in the week, but they stayed there all week because it was so pleasant to be next to the light. And the people usually don't understand what's going on, but they can't leave. They don't want to leave. The devil is winning by holding back the light. You know what stupid thing Christians do? They battle the darkness. You don't get it. You don't get how funny this is. Imagine, I'm going into the corner, and I start casting out darkness. Where's darkness? Where's darkness? There's darkness. Darkness, leave. I see there's a little bit of darkness right there behind that pole. Leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Darkness. You understand how stupid that is? We have this in our head. It's like rows of these beliefs, and we are all hunters of darkness. Ghostbusters. We are walking around with a Bible, it's with a weapon, because God so loved the world. Where's darkness? That's stupid. The devil is laughing because, you know what, darkness is a substance. It does not exist. It happens when the light is off. Darkness cannot come in here right now. Why? It cannot come in here. It cannot because darkness is a physical element, does not exist. Okay? How does the devil battle the church? Simply, some think, we sit there, we're battling for Christ, tortured for Christ, and there's darkness spreading all over the world. Tell me, can darkness come here? Can it come here? Little by little, get here. Darkness is moving in. It got here, and then it just jumped us. Darkness got to us. You know, we have such stupid songs, stupid messages. Why? Because we didn't read the Bible. Clearly, we never figured out what is the light. What is light? There's a song, Darkness Has Covered Me. Who wrote this song? Let me just punch him out right now. Tell me. Can darkness gather itself around me? Right here. It's floating right here. A small demon right here. He's a little dark. Fuzzy. With horns. You know how the devil battles? The devil has one weapon and one only how the darkness spreads. He comes and does this. Turns off the light. You understand, right? Darkness is not spreading. Darkness turns the light off, and it happens. Why is it dark? Because there is no light. You want the darkness to leave? Turn on the light. Oops, where did the darkness go? Guys, there are a couple of clouds of darkness. Let's capture them. My God, where have we gotten ourselves into? By these depths of Christianity, darkness over me, please. The devil conquers by holding back the light, because darkness is a condition when there is no light. The devil in the kingdom of darkness is not moving. You have to understand, darkness is not moving. It happens, everything that the devil does with your life. You say, the devil attacks me. No, he just simply turns off the light in you. He doesn't need you. He needs you without the light. He needs for your light to go out. You say, I've read 3 chapters in the Bible for Jesus. Wow. Wow, heaven was celebrating from joy. The tree of life gave a couple of fruit because you read 3 chapters, because the sister read 3 chapters for Christ. What? Who needs that? You need this. God does not need that. Look. Only when you turn off the light, the darkness comes. Darkness cannot come by itself when the light is on. You have to be on, shining. You don't need to go to Florida. You don't need to go to Alaska, where God is leading us, or to Bolivia, or into desert places. We're running from darkness. You're darkness. Tell me, the light, did the light ever hide from, or was afraid of the darkness? Where's darkness? Oh, Lord have mercy, where's darkness? When is it going to come? I'll tell you when it's going to come. When they turn you off. That's when it's going to come. That's deep, guys. Deep. This one light has so much revelation. What is this?
And right there,
where there is light, there cannot be darkness. What darkness does, it takes up the place of light if it's off. The battle is not fighting the darkness. All it has to do is shine for God. You woke up, and now I am worshiping you, Lord, and the lamp is on. You woke up, and you started praising, and David said, why are you down, O my soul? Praise him. I think his batteries were running low. Why are you down, O my soul? Jesus. You know, I was amazed how enemies of Israel would leave not because of power of Israel, but because who was in them or amongst them, or lived amongst them. Before Israel even came to all the people received news that these people that are heading your way, they are people of God. They weren't preaching or speaking to anybody. They didn't send out like little tracts, we're going to come and conquer you. We're going to shine right here. Beloved, they have to know about you long before you get there. Why? Because you are the light and you're shining somewhere. People have to hear about your God, not from your mouth, but from your life. People have to be drawn not to you, but to God and light that is inside of you. Because we're all people, simple people, but when we shine, we're a completely different substance. The problem of the church is not to battle the darkness. That's silly. How many of all these different groups you see? Different prayer groups or prayer groups. They just pray and say, we will do this, we will do that. And they tell me, tell me how you do warfare. I don't even know what you're talking about. I am not bad. I'm just shining. This is my life. This is what I do. We heard. We saw. Tell us your secret. Did you see the secret? Right there in the lamp. That's the secret. Biggest secret. It's good when you come and you shine a little bit somewhere. Where's darkness? Where's darkness? There's darkness.
Сейчас будет не только тьма, сейчас и гром будет. Тьма тут?
Is darkness here?
Включаем двойную дозу.
Let's turn on the double dose. Where's darkness? Now there's no darkness. By the way, we have to vacuum right here. I didn't see that before. I'm not kidding. Seriously, vacuum. You understand what I'm saying? Why didn't we have a message? Why? Why didn't we have some sort of movement? Why? Just shine. We are the light. I want to preach. Why? I want to sing. Why? If the Lord will say so, you will. But first of all, we have to shine. All of us. How many things gather around you or people? It doesn't matter. All you have to do is shine for Him. I am so sick and tired of these different pastors and preachers. Please invite us. We want to shine amongst you. Guys that here in an alley, they know all these different people that want to come and shine here. Can we come? We'll even pay for ourselves. We'll do this, we'll do that. Can we just come and shine here and do a conference here? No, why? Because we don't know you. I don't see you. Who are you?
Петрушка Петрушкин?
Peter?
А кто такой Петрушка?
Who are you?
На Google.
We Googled it. Google doesn't know you. If Google doesn't know you, I'm sorry.
Иди Петри там где-то.
Go somewhere else. Look, an example of the lamp in the Bible. If you read the Old Testament when God was speaking to Moses, he said to build not just the tabernacle, but also the lampstand. The lampstands that had all these different designs and flowers and different designs. And I'm reading, and I'm like, oh my gosh, all these details, are you serious? Did you ever read that part of the Bible? They're just so detailed. Do this, a leaf here, a flower here, pomegranate here, that. The second chapter about a lampstand, third about lampstand. I said, Lord, I get it. We need these pipes and different containers for the oil, all these different apples and leaves and all the flowers out of gold. I got it. It has to be pure gold. And then on and on and on, over and over. And Moses is writing, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to design this. Yes, we will do it. Why is it? Bible, if you read, talk about lampstands and lanterns everywhere. Look, Leviticus 24, 2.
Прикажи народу Израиля принести тебе чистое оливковое масло. Это масло будет для светильников. Слушай, светильников...
It says, command the people to bring frankincense and oil, pure oil, so that these lamps will shine always. You and me will have battles, because when light goes on, everything around you and everyone around you, is separated into two categories. One is drawn to the light, the other runs away from it. And that's the category that will go against you to turn off your light.
You know,
so many people love us, thousands write and watch us, you know. And there's another category that hates us and pours dirt all over us. Whatever they can possibly do, why? Because they, this isn't profitable for them, because this brings out garbage, this shows things that are wrong. It does not tell anything to anybody. If you notice, the lamp does not say anything. All it does is it comes and you can see garbage or it's dirty. It comes and shines. No one says anything. It just comes and shines. People are split into two categories. Other loves you, the other hate you.
And for one same reason.
Because you're the light. Ones will see, and their deeds will be visible and say, Lord, change me. And other people will see their works and deeds, and they'll want to get into darkness and hide, because they will not want to see this lamp that shows everything. Look.
John 3:19.
Look what Jesus is speaking here. This is judgment. Who is judged? This category of people. The light has come into the world, and the people have loved darkness rather than the light, for their works and deeds were evil. For every wrongdoer hates the light and will not come out into the light, but shrink from it, lest his works be exposed and reproved. We don't want for something to be shown, but when God places the lamp, the light, when you are the light, you know that the relatives renounced you after you went through an encounter. Why? You know why they kicked you out from their church? Why? Guess why? You know what everybody says? Do not speak to them. Because no matter where you come, right away, people start changing. They'll either hit you or change and transform radically for Jesus, because your life, without words, judges everything in them. Remember, Jesus... Remember Zacchaeus. He was a tax collector. He was stealing probably money. Everybody was complaining, even his own mafia. He had money. You remember how he repented? Remember, remind me, please. Jesus looks at him. There he is. He was kind of short. He was up on the tree.
Hey,
Zacchaeus. He almost fell off a tree. Oh, they saw me. I have to be at your house today. And Zacchaeus, oh yeah. Jesus comes in into his house. You know what came into the house? The light came.
Tell me.
Did he preach a single message to Zacchaeus? No. Did he say a word of judgment? No. Did he even kind of hint? No, Jesus was sitting it and was eating pasta.
It says he just sat there and was enjoying his food.
And
remember Zacchaeus? You know why he repented? Because nobody needs your message. Nobody needs what you have to say. People need your light. And when the light came in, the lamp stepped in. He was just eating. And the disciples, remember what they said? Who walked in? Don't worry. Darkness cannot conquer me, cannot fight against me, because you can walk in anywhere, and you will be the light. If you're, you know, just somewhere there on the side, you're not the light. If you're doing, you know, wrong things on the side, you're not the light. Stop. You're not there yet. When you are light, not when you're just, you know, having, you know, little glances of light here and there.
Мигай. Не бойся ничего.
Don't be afraid of a thing. And don't be afraid of anyone.
Иисус ходил везде. This is why, you know,
no matter where Jesus went,
вставали, слепые видели.
Dead rose up.
Вы знаете, что такое?
Healings were there. You know what? Let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Is? It's the light.
Церковь, запомните, Church, дела remember, вытекают из света. Свет первый, дела вторые.
It comes the light first, and then the actions. You know what church does?
Почему нас ненавидят, плюются? Почему большинство людей, даже нормальные христиане, встречаются, они от них отходят, потому что уже кто-то до тебя там побывал, присветил.
We have the light.
Because somebody has been next to them with the light,
and they have showed something.
Им не надо ничего говорить, церковь, цель моей темы сегодня расслабить тебя и сказать тебе сосредоточься на своем свете и на общении со своим Богом.
Concentrate on the light.
Скажите, ну, что цвет говорит?
Why what is this light speaking right now? Is it saying anything? No.
Он ничего не проповедует.
It's not speaking anything.
Он являет свою
It just shows up.
И все.
That's it.
Двадцатый стих. Иоанна 3:20. Каждый, кто делает злые дела, ненавидит свет и избегает его, чтобы низость его поступков не вышла наружу. 21-й. Тот же, кто поступает по правде, выходит на свет, чтобы видно было, что его сделаны дела с помощью Божьей. Вся война сил тьмы, послушайте внимательно, сосредоточена на том, чтобы просто потушить на свет. И если ты внимательно подумаешь, убедишься, что твоя повседневная война сосредоточена на том, чтобы ты не горел для Бога.
On turning off your light that you have. That's the number one thing. Nobody's attacking you. People are attacking your light. No matter, you know, what encounters you're having with God, but, you know, as soon as you, you know, get into your room, somebody starts calling you, you know, someone starts calling you, they need something, they need help.
Именно сейчас ты вспомнила, right что ты не купила.
Moment, Именно сейчас ты вспомнил машину за рулём
something,
на стороне
на парковке. Именно сейчас ты вспомнил, что у тебя открыты окна на улице, дождь.
Or, you know, your windows are open outside and it's raining. You know, at that moment, devil knows.
И у некоторых, вы знаете, эта церковь уже долго существует, you know, я видел много людей, this church у которых exists for a while now.
And then, you know, I've seen a lot of people who were
Знаете, почему их нет? Потому что они не могут быть во тьме и быть с тобой. Знаете, почему некоторые люди говорят, мы не можем к вам прийти? Потому что они не хотят отказаться от тьмы. Потому что как только они сюда встанут, у них не будет выбора.
They don't wanna, you know,
Знаете, почему
put the центр
трансформации так тяжело проглатывается? Потому что когда оно моментально тебя просвечивает.
Into them,
оно моментально
into houses,
тебя выявляет.
You know,
и я ненавижу
it shows all the minuses and all the problems that you have. That is how it is with the light. Relax.
Тебе это дано, чтобы ты с этими тараканами разобрался, а не прятался.
That light has been given to you so that you can take care of your problems. All of your darknesses.
Твой босс курит, гуляет, там, насилует, там, твоё ещё попало, там, в запоях по жизни, там, какой-то аморальной жизнью живёт. Ты запросто каждый день приходишь к ним, имеешь около своего холодильника с ним разговор. А здесь, глянь, ненависть к Шаповалову такая, что у бедного аж микрососуды лопают.
What do I do?
От перенапряга.
And you so hate me that your, you know, your veins are almost popping on your forehead.
Успокойся.
Relax.
Успокойся.
Relax.
Бедняжка. Весь день с грязью, грехом общается, и вы это не кувыркуете.
You're talking to the sin all day long,
мире,
and you cannot talk and come to my church and talk to me.
Не задушись, присвечу быстрее.
Of course, it's because the light shows everything. It shows all the negative and bad stuff.
Война сосредоточена просто на том, что ты не горел. Просто гореть — это легко, и в то же самое время это очень тяжело. Церковь, я вам еще раз говорю. Перестаньте что-то
Church,
делать.
I'm telling you, stop doing something. Stop doing something.
И как только... И знаете, что будет происходить, когда ты будешь гореть для Бога? К тебе
you know
будут всегда нечаянно приходить люди.
Accidentally.
Нечаянно.
They're gonna hear about you. Just accidentally.
Нечаянно.
Somebody's gonna come to you. Accidentally. Somebody
увидели,
heard your
услышали.
Message accidentally.
Нечаянно
somebody heard your CD.
Ничего.
somebody accidentally ended up coming to your cell group, it's, you know, all accident.
Accident. It was an accident.
Everything you hear around will be accident. Nobody ever planned to repent. Nobody ever planned to come to a cell group.
Нечаянно это хорошо, это значит, что ты никого не бегал,
языка
не хватал. Ты говоришь о том, что люди сами
решили, там,
увидели, согласились. Мне всех нужно покаять. Нет, нам никого, церковь, не нужно каять вообще.
Make people repent.
Ты скажешь, никого.
No,
ты приходишь,
you
присвечиваешь, и все сами разбираются,
and everyone just takes care of their own problems.
Там видно
and they decide what to do.
Ты просто приносишь
and,
свет.
You know, when you bring the light,
Закхей
people can see.
Кается. Вот просто сидит Христос, просто поел макароны. Закхей покаялся, его развезло.
And he repented.
И что Иисус сделал?
And what did Jesus
Иисус встал и вышел. Вы
Jesus
заметили реакцию
got
света?
Up and left.
Никакая вообще.
Do you see the reaction of the light? There was no reaction. He just came in.
Потом вышел, ему сказали, да,
кого,
у кого-то был. Он говорит, я знаю, это такой же самый сын.
And people asked Jesus, you know who that was? And he said, yeah, I know that dude.
Точно такой, ну что, что он запятнанный.
It's okay that he has some problems.
Больные нуждаются во враче.
The sick ones who are in need of a doctor, right?
It's
not the light that needs light.
Тьма нуждается во свете.
The darkness needs light.
Не свет нуждается во свете, светлячок ты
мой. Not the light needs light. It's the darkness that needs light.
Я вас ячейка, хочу на вашу ячейку. Нет, начни свою. Ну, мне так хочется прийти к вам, у вас так хорошо. Нет, ты не вздумай сюда идти, вот там начинай светить. Нам всем так хочется чего-то.
We all want something, you know. We all want to be next to the light.
Oh,
it's so nice. The pastor is the light. Oh, Lord, please have his light on for a long time.
Где бы ты ни находился,
no matter where you are,
я буду заканчивать. Почему христианство зациклилось на том, что они должны постоянно что-то
кому-то
проповедовать?
Доказывать.
Чаще всего ты этого вообще не должен делать. Твой свет, твоя
сила, твоя чистая,
бескомпромиссная жизнь. Это и самая мощная проповедь тем, кто вокруг тебя. Все вокруг тебя должны начинать спрашивать тебя, кто ты, откуда все это в тебе. И впоследствии они захотят услышать о том, кто твой Бог. Церковь, вы даже не представляете, уже много-много лет я проповедую тем, кто слетелся на мой свет.
I've been preaching to those who have
come to see my light. Я не бегаю никуда.
I'm not chasing anybody.
Они сами приходят,
people are coming,
и сами говорят, мы хотим,
and they say we want
to,
because they saw my light, our light.
Мне так жалко тех людей, которые
I feel so sorry for the
пытаются
people who are trying
сделать.
To do something with their own hands,
потом хуже вдвое сына гиены делают. Ищите одного, и хотя одного
they try to
находим,
find that one person, and they make it worse. They
не
destroy the person. Don't do a thing. Just be the light.
In
the function that is in you, it will wake up eventually. And then your song will touch the person. Your paintings will touch the person. But it's first the light, and then the actions.
Секрет твоего успеха.
The secret of your success is the light, and then the actions.
Твоя собственная жизнь в чистоте, а потом дела. Ты живешь по нормальным принципам, ты не врешь, закатываешь, ты так живешь.
That's how you live.
Ты живешь
you
чисто.
Live by the principles. You live
ты ненавидишь грех. Ты не депонтуешься здесь, а там чисто зажигаешься по
уголкам.
Ты по-настоящему имеешь в виду то, что ты проповедуешь.
You really mean what, when you say something, you really mean it.
Вспомните Сидраха, Месаха, Авдинаго.
Remember the Abednego
очень быстро, пару моментов, Библия
friends.
Полна этого.
The Bible is full of it.
Сидрах, Месах, Авдинаго.
The Abednego.
Скажите мне, как покаялся Навуходоносор вообще? Он что, слышал пламенные проповеди трех ребят?
How did the king repent?
Они миссию открыли.
They didn't do a thing. They didn't call everybody to repent.
Сидрах, Месах, Авдинаговцы.
You know?
Аллилуйя. Начали газету, да? На странице.
They didn't start a newspaper.
Нет, они просто
no,
светили, стояли в истине. Иногда, чтобы покаялся,
you know,
покаялась вся страна, нужно,
you,
наоборот, не делать ни одного шага.
Нужно
просто стоять, все упали,
repent,
поклонились, а ты стой. Ничего не делай. Свети. И они высветились. Так высветились, что так никто еще
their
не высвечивался. Царь еще ни для кого такой
problems.
Привилегии не делал, чтобы раскочегарить всемеро печь.
Never
для них,
had,
да, с удовольствием. Даже померли те, которые бросали
anybody,
эту печку
you know, make the fire furnace seven times worse than it usually is.
И потом здесь же, когда свет, вы знаете, что огонь не мог коснуться, потому что тьма, это в том моменте тьма, это был огонь. А свет зашел, тьма не смогла коснуться даже их тел. Огонь в виде тьмы не мог коснуться их тел. Они вышли из печи, написано, даже запаха не было. Навуходоносор, бедный там, упал там. Ребят сначала инспекцию сделал, что было. И потом провозгласил на все царство, кто такой Бог Израиля, чтобы никто в жизни не превознес. И он вообще превознес Бога, Сидраха, Мисака, Абеднаго, самое высшее авторитетом в мире. В своем царстве утверждено. На тот момент это царство Навуходоносора, это было самое мощное царство по истории. Утвердил во всех народах, во всех нациях, что не может никакой Бог спасать, так и спасает. Что это?
Свет,
церковь,
for the Abdenago and his friends.
Не надо ничего говорить.
Don't be anything, Свети. Just be light. Just be light.
Даниил, помните Даниила?
Remember Daniel?
Даниил 6:3. Даниил превосходил всех других управляющих, потому что был очень способным.
Daniel 6:3.
И обладал добрым нравом.
Daniel showed that he could do the work better than the other supervisor and the governors. So the king planned to put Daniel in charge of the whole kingdom.
Даниил, дорогие мы, сколько мы читаем Иосиф, все они просто стояли и светили. Их просто знали как личности, которые могут что-то рассказать, как личности, в которых был свет. Сам фараон услышал Иосифа и сказал, не видел я мудрости такой.
Remember Joseph, the king said, I've never seen the wisdom that you have.
Царь, я предлагаю свою кандидатуру, вот мое резюме.
It's not like Joseph came into the king and said, oh, here's my resume, nobody can do better than I can.
Не спим с чужими женами.
I don't sleep with.
Это важно.
You know.
Не надо.
Women that don't belong to me.
Заполнять. Не надо никому ничего рассказывать.
You know, he has this resume that has all these bulleted things on them.
Тебя. Твой свет расскажет всем ранее о тебе, чем ты придешь туда. Когда ты придешь туда, все о тебе уже все будут знать.
There,
комары щемиться будут, там всякая нечисть щемиться будет, а другие
all
просто
the, you
скажут,
know,
мы хотим. Мы хотим времени. Мы устали от этого. Свет — это хорошо.
Light is good.
В Библии большинство тех, о котором мы читаем, кого you know, любим, это никто иной, как личности, которые просто сияли своим небесным светом и изменяли все вокруг. Посмотрите на Слово Божие.
They were just the people who
Иисус
were just
никаких
shining the
евангелизаций
light.
Не делал. Евангелизация ходила
Jesus
за ним.
Do any, you know,
ученики ни за кем не гонялись
things.
За ними. Гонялись, их искали. Куда они ни приходили,
people
забивали дома.
For Jesus,
не было интернета, не было реклам, не было никаких вывесок, не было TV, ничего не было. Свет сиял, и все тянулись
articles,
к свету.
Articles.
Стань светом. И когда ты будешь, и когда ты являешься светом, твои несколько фраз, не какие-то учения, глубина, несколько фраз изменят массы. Массы. Потому что людям, потому что я еще раз подтверждаю, мир — это самый первый показатель, на каком уровне находится церковь. На слишком много лет глупые, недалекие служители вводились за нас, заставляя нас что-то делать для Бога. Ох, я наделал!
Uneducated.
Ох, я наделал! Бога не знал, но как пел! Как в переходах пел! Душу заворачивал! И не Христо! Хотелось задать вопрос, а мне тоже надо?
That's what
первому
they told us to
прийти Христу. Ну же, как только гитарка откладывалась, другие движения начинались. О, Бог мой. Потом папа все-таки смиловался надо мной.
And then daddy
и ударила
just
меня
felt...
небесная сила в темечко.
Sorry for me, and then he removed me
и
from
аллилуйя.
There.
Встреча с папой.
An encounter with Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for the encounter.
Нас слишком много.
There are too many of us.
Заставляют делать что-то для Бога. Чаще всего наши глупые дела... Знаете, что нам... Уникально, знаете, что? Наши глупые дела
you know
дают
our
нам право... Смотрите,
actions...
дают нам право не являться светом и не гореть.
Wrong actions
смотрите,
give us
ты что-то сделал для Бога,
the right
а теперь
not
ты можешь жить уже своей жизнью. Потом ты пошел что-то для Бога сделал, и это no. дает тебе право не являться. Нет, стань,
because
являйся.
When you start
ничего
doing
не делай,
something
ты увидишь,
without
как
the light,
вокруг начинает делаться само.
Your light will start disappearing.
Кто-то услышал,
but when
кто-то
you just
приехал,
the...
поначалу
when
это
you
будет
just bring
чуть-чуть.
Down the light,
на тебя шквал не сойдет, все нормально.
People
поначалу
will gather around
поначалу
you.
Два, три человека. Поначалу... И потом ты увидишь,
you
вау,
know, it might be just one, two, three people at first, but then it will start
почему?
A movement.
Потому что ты являешься.
Because you are the light.
Если ты не являешься светом, мне все равно, что ты делаешь, потому что ты уже проиграл. Запомните, я заканчиваю с этой фразой. Самое первое в нашей жизни – это гореть и светить. Это наша главная функция. И только после этого ты можешь что-то делать. Да и то только после разрешения Небесного Отца.
Дорогие мои,
пожалуйста. Beloved, please understand. Very simple, simple lesson. Accept it into your life. When you come home, put all of your dreams aside. You know, all of your wishes aside, and become like a light individual. And this very simple light will bring you people.
Ты увидишь, как все вокруг начинает слетаться к тебе. Тебя начинают знать и видеть.
Everyone will start to see
you. You know, people come to me and say, "Oh, you know what, Pastor? Tell me how did you get so popular? I don't know how. I never, you know, gave anybody my business cards or you know any of that. I was just light."
Потому что там во тьме
people don't
все
know you because you're not the light.
Но как только вы зажигаете
you have no light. And as soon as you turn on the light,
цвет лампы.
People will not only be able to tell.
На этой лампе видели присохшую муху.
Will tell the color of the light or the light bulb. People will be able to, you know, discover different things on there. Maybe a dry fly.
Сейчас дальше пойдем. Хватит. Давайте поднимем.
All right, I have to stop now. Let's just rise up.
Спокойно, тихо. Закрой глаза.
Quietly close your eyes.
Просто скажи,
and just say, beloved.
Научи меня этому простому
teach
уроку.
Me this very simple
простому,
lesson.
Простому
very,
уроку.
Very simple, simple lesson.
Проще не может быть.
It cannot get any simpler.
Просто скажи ему, любимый
just tell him.
Пожалуйста.
God, please.
Помоги мне войти в эту
help
фазу.
Me to get into
помоги мне вычистить мою жизнь.
Into the light.
Помоги
help
мне
me clean out my life. Help
жизни.
Me change everything in my life. I want to be the light. I want to shine for you.
Дорогие, вы даже не знали много-много лет моей жизни.
Many, many years ago, I didn't understand why I'm suffering, why I cannot do certain things. And only when I said, God, I don't want anything, I'm done with it. God said, you don't need anything. I just want you to shine.
Дорогие, вы даже не представляете,
beloved, we don't even understand your little talent in light will become so majorly big and so powerful. In your light, you will draw pictures that you will be shocked from. You will play music that you've never thought you would be able to play. God will show your talents. Your voice might not be very different from, you know, someone else, but the light makes your voice so different, so unique that people will want to hear your voice, want to hear what you say. And I want to live with the light. Let all the darkness reveal in me. Let it all come out. I want it to change me. I want it to transform me. Father, I ask you. Remove everything from our heads, all the junk that people have put into us, and help us do what you said. You are the light of the world, not a church, the world. People are just left there. People who don't know God, they're just left there. They need to see light. They need to come to Christ. To your Christ. Father, I ask, raise up your lantern. Raise them up. Bring your light to your work. Bring your light to your group of friends. Just be the light. Be active. Be the light.
Просто
Just be. Just simply be. Simply be. Simply be. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Give God glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Слава Иисусу. Прекрасное время.